Rescue workers in Indonesia are searching for survivors of a powerful earthquake in West Java province. At least 103 people have been killed. Hundreds were injured when homes and buildings collapsed. Jessica Washington has more.
This is one of three hospitals treating some of the injured. There are some 460 patients here who were injured in the earthquake. And I'll just step out so you can take a look at their condition. We've heard from a hospital representative that the majority of them are suffering from head trauma and also fractures to their arms and legs. And what the hospital representative also told us is that many of the injured are young children and even babies.
And a powerful earthquake has struck the Solomon Islands. The magnitude 7 quake knocked out power in parts of the capital. Witnesses said buildings shook violently, but no serious damage has been reported. A factory fire in China has killed 38 people and injured two others in the city of Anyang in Henan province. Two people are still missing. Police have arrested a number of people in connection with the fire. Turkey's president says he's considering launching a ground offensive in northern Syria. It follows a rocket attack that killed three people in southern Turkey, which Ankara blames on Kurdish YPG fighters inside Syria. Serbia and Kosovo are blaming each other for failing to reach an agreement during talks in Brussels. Tensions between both have risen in recent months because of a Kosovan ban on Serbian-issued plates. Iranian security forces have intensified a crackdown in the western Kurdish-populated regions as anti-government protests enter a third month. Rights groups say a dozen people have been killed in 24 hours. And at least four people have been killed in a gas explosion at a student housing block in Iraq. The blast happened in a bakery inside the building in the Kurdish city of Duhok. Officials say 27 people were injured. Peace talks are taking place in Venezuela between the Colombian government and the armed group, the National Liberation Army. It's the first time the rebels have sat down to negotiate with the leftist government of President Gustavo Petro. And heavy rain in the Balkans has caused widespread flooding, killing at least six people. Northwest Albania is one of the worst hit regions. Thousands of hectares of farmland are underwater and more than 600 homes have been flooded.
I'm Charles Dance, your narrator for Hindsight, Al Jazeera's original docudrama series. In Season 5, we meet one of the greatest goalkeepers in football, Lev Yashin. Nicknamed the Black Spider for his flexibility and acrobatic skills, the Soviet Union's goalkeeper refused to stay between the posts. Hindsight from Al Jazeera, wherever you get your podcasts.